Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Tier 90 Body Burn 30 support call. This call happens Monday through Friday at this time, which for me is 6:40 Pacific time, 7:40 Mountain time, 8:40 Central time, and 9:40 Eastern time. Thrilled to have you along with us. If you ever miss these calls, you can always pick them up on an application called SoundCloud by putting in Frank, F-R-A-N-K, Lomas, L-O-M-A-S, and either TR90 or Solutions, the digit 4, anti-aging. You might try other podcast services as well if you've got one that you particularly favor, using those same Frank Lomas and those same codes. If you're listening to this and it's a podcast and you wish to catch us live, dial in to 712-775-8972. And when it prompts for the conference code, put in 910022 to join us live. These calls are archived back more than 13 and a half years. And with that, I am Susan Mann out of Portland, Oregon, welcoming you to the call. I come to you with an education background, but a huge interest in both health, nutrition, and education going back, several decades at this point. And I just absolutely love this TR90 program. So when you're first starting out with that TR90 program, it's your one lean meal a day, two shakes a day, three snacks a day, 30 grams of protein at least three of those meals. Taking your supplements 15 to 20 minutes before a meal is best. If you're not able to do that, do take them with your meals. I would say 35 to 40% of the time I had to take them with my meals because of my crazy substitute teaching schedule, and I still had good results. Your results may vary, but do take them with your meals. 7-plus servings of fruits and vegetables every single day. Those fruits and vegetables will give you macronutrients, micronutrients, and fiber. The macronutrients are your proteins, your carbs, your sugars, your fats. Your micronutrients are your vitamins and minerals that are contained within those fruits and vegetables. And the last thing, if you're getting those fruits and vegetables close to their source, is fiber. Fiber helps in two ways, one of which is with satiety or that feeling of fullness. The other way that fiber helps is for good digestive health. Guys need about 45 grams of fiber daily for that, and ladies, we need about 32 grams of fiber for that good digestive health. If you're getting all that fiber, then you'll want to get up and move. 30 minutes of moderate to heavy exercise is the next thing on our list. You need to be doing that at least 5 days a week. It can be whatever exercise you desire, and it could be in one 30-minute chunk, two 15-minute chunks, or three 10-minute chunks of time. You can always do more. Definitely don't do less. And if you're getting all that exercise, then you need to start thinking about that hydration. And your baseline for hydration is 1 ounce of water for every 2 pounds you weigh. So if you weigh 100 pounds, you should be drinking 50 ounces of water. And bump it up from there because you can lose up to a quart of body moisture in an hour, either through perspiration or through exercise. And so you'll need to increase your hydration to offset what you're losing when you're exercising heavily. And the last thing is 7 to 9 hours of good quality sleep a night. That good quality sleep a night just does a wealth of things for you to help keep you really in tip-top form. It stores memories, it repairs muscles and tissues, it clears out toxins, it just does what I like to call a series of system resets. And so getting adequate sleep is really important. It sets your brain up for making good decisions the next day. So if you're working at a deficit, work at getting that deficit brought up, and you'll be in a much better place to plan and make good decisions. So I jumped into the 10 easy tips for living with the 6-week plan on Friday. I am going to review what those 10 things are. Number one, oh, and this information is coming out of a book called Eat to Live by Joel Furman, F-U-H-R-M-A-N. He's a medical doctor and a nutrarian. Number one, remember the salad is the main dish. Eat it first at lunch and dinner. Two, eat as much fruit as you want, but at least 4 fresh fruits daily. Three, variety is the spice of life, particularly when it comes to greens. So mix up your greens. Number four, beware of starchy vegetables. Those high starch vegetables are the ones that he recommends not having or severely limiting when you're on a 6-week plan. Number five, eat beans or legumes every day. That is really important. It gives you fiber, but it actually helps stabilize your blood sugar. So that's, and it helps with the satiety. Six, eliminate animal and dairy products, at least for the 6-week plan. And then you can probably slowly add 1 or 2 a week in. Seven, have a teaspoon of ground flax seeds every single day. That will give you those hard to find omega-3s that protect against diabetes, heart disease, and cancer. Number eight, consume nuts and seeds in limited quantities, not more than 1 ounce per day. And he recommends pecans, walnuts, sunflower seeds, and other nuts and seeds. And raw is best. Number nine, eat lots of mushrooms all the time. Mushrooms make a great chewy replacement for meat. So, and they have a lot of texture, flavor, just a wealth of things. Make sure you store them in a plastic bag in the fridge. And number 10, keep it simple. Use the basic skeleton plan below to devise a menu plan so that you know what to eat and when there is no time to decide. So his super simplified 6-week plan is fresh fruit for breakfast. Lunch is salad, beans on top, and more fruit. Dinner is salad, 2 cooked vegetables up to 1 pound. Fruit for dessert. So that is that 6-week plan, really condensed down into as simple as you could possibly get it. Side note, onions. Onions add fast flavor to foods. Dried onion powder can quickly be added to any salad dressing, soup, or vegetable dish. Red onions or scallions, sauteed in a little water or raw and sliced extra thin, make great flavor enhancers for salads and vegetable dishes. Leeks are in the onion family too. Using just the white part and the lower, lighter green part, slice and simmer them or roast them along with other vegetables. So he says you do not have to prepare fancy recipes at this time. If you're going to be out for a while, just grab leftover vegetables, lettuce, tomatoes on a whole grain bread or stuffed into a whole wheat pita pocket, fresh pieces of fruit, wash and dry plenty of heads of romaine lettuce on the weekend or when you have the time. The best prescription is knowledge. That was a quote by Dr. C. Everett Koop, which I think was one of our former American or Surgeon Generals. So the life plan, losing weight will do you no good unless you keep it off. When you adopt a nutrarian diet style as a longevity plan, slimness will be the byproduct of your new commitment to excellent health. Once the 6-week plan is over, you will move on to the life plan, which offers more choices. This is a critical juncture. You have lost a great deal of weight. You don't want to revert to your previous unhealthy diet. You need to decide not only how to maintain the benefits you have achieved, but how to change your diet forever. Men, and I say rather than diet, your lifestyle. Many of my patients have found a good balance by following the 90% rule. That 90% rule is for longevity and weight loss, the life plan or lifestyle should aim to be made up of at least 90% of unrefined plant foods. My most successful patients treat processed foods and animal products as condiments constituting no more than 10% of their total caloric intake. The obvious corollary to the principle of consuming large quantities of nutrient-dense foods is that you should consume smaller quantities of low-nutrient foods. Therefore, if you want to follow the nutrient lifestyle to achieve dramatic health and longevity benefits, you must not have significant amounts of animal foods and use them occasionally or in very small amounts to flavor a vegetable dish. After the six-week plan, if you want to add animal products back into your diet, then add a little white chicken or turkey once a week, and beef even less frequently. In this manner, you can alternate one night with small serving of animal products, the next night a vegetarian dinner. Use animal products primarily as condiments to add flavor to soups, vegetables, beans, or tofu, not as the main dish. If after the first 6 weeks you choose to reintroduce dairy back into your diet, use fat-free dairy only. So skim milk, non-fat yogurt. You can add an unsweetened fat-free yogurt or soy milk yogurt to your fruit breakfast, but do not eat fruit-flavored yogurt as it contains sugar. Your total animal product consumption, beef, poultry, fish, and dairy products should be limited to 12 ounces or less per week. Keep a close eye on your weight with both of these additions. How does this work in terms of caloric consumption? The accepted wisdom is that the average woman, and that's average in quotes, should consume fewer than 1,600 calories daily, and a man fewer than 2,300 calories daily. To hold to the 90% rule, I recommend women not consume more than 150 calories per day of low nutrient food, or about 1,000 calories weekly. Men should not consume more than 200 calories of low nutrient food daily, or about 1,400 calories weekly. In real life, this means that if you choose to have a bagel for lunch, you use up all of your 150 calorie allotment of low density food for the day. If you put one tablespoon of olive oil or a few ounces of animal food in your lunch salad for lunch, then you should have only plant foods for dinner with no added oils, pasta, or bread. Using the 90% rule, you are allowed to eat almost any kind of food, even a small cookie or a candy bar, as long as all of your other calories that day are from nutrient-dense vegetation. So 100 calories of low-nutrient foods equals 2.5 teaspoons of olive oil, half of a bagel, half a cup of pasta, one small cookie, 2 ounces of broiled chicken or turkey breast, 3 ounces of fish, 1.5 ounces of red meat, thin slice of cheese, or 1 cup of 1% or skim milk. Just a second. In general, the life plan dictates that you eat not more than one or two items of low nutrient foods daily, and everything else must be unrefined plant foods. Excuse me. The number of calories consumed will vary from person to person, and those who exercise or who are naturally thin can eat more than those who exercise less and have a weight problem. Therefore, the number of calories permitted from these low-nutrient foods should decrease as your total caloric increase or intake goes down. For those who have a lot of weight to lose, eat less than 100 calories per day of the low-nutrient foods. Most people are addicted to the foods they grew up with. They feel deprived if their diet denies them the foods they love. With the life plan, these food loves will become condiments or rewards for special occasions. You will be surprised at how much more you will enjoy a healthier diet once you become accustomed to a different way of preparing foods and eating it. It will take time. There will be a period of adjustment. The USDA food guide pyramid that most people are familiar with is designed around foods Americans choose to eat already. Its goal is to improve the poor eating habits of Americans. But it fails, and the USDA pyramid does not encourage the consumption of nutrient-dense plant foods. Anyone who follows the USDA guidelines eating 6 to 11 servings of refined grains, that's your bread, cereals, and pastas, and 3 to 5 servings of animal products and dairy is certain to obtain insufficient antioxidants and phytochemicals, depriving him or herself of the opportunity to maximize prevention against the common diseases. However, I do not recommend a grain-based diet. Potatoes, rice, and even grains do not contain the phytochemical power of fruits and vegetables. As I showed earlier, a high intake of unrefined grains in the diet is linked with common cancers. A high intake of fruits has the opposite effect. Fruits protect powerfully against cancer. And tomorrow I'll get into what his food pyramid looks like so that you've got an idea of how to compare it with the USDA one. This is Susan Mann for February 26, 2023, signing out. I want to thank you for joining me today. At the top of the hour, if you scoot over to Facebook, One Team Global Live, one of our leaders will be sharing some information on how to build a new skin business. If you want to leave me any thoughts or comments, you can either do that after I take us off mute, or you can send me a text to 503-502-4863, and I would be delighted to hear what you had to think. There we have it, my friends. Why eating fruits and vegetables that are nutrient dense are really good for us. And if there's no other thoughts or comments, I'm going to let us go, and I will see you back here tomorrow.